The United Nations says the high number represents a 137% increase compared to the year 2022. The Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs projects that 2024 may be even more deadly. The Aid Workers Security Database indicates that as of August 7th, at least 172 aid workers have been killed globally. The agency says extreme levels of violence in Sudan and South Sudan contributed to the catastrophic death toll both in 2023 and 2024. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says that aid workers, mostly national staff serving their own communities, are facing violence.
2023 was the deadliest year on record for humanitarian personnel in Gaza, in Sudan, and many other places. Humanitarian workers are being attacked, killed, injured, and abducted alongside the civilians they support. Disinformation campaigns spread lies that cost lives. International humanitarian law, the law that protects civilians during wartime, is being ignored and trampled. A climate of impunity means perpetrators do not fear justice. This is a failure of humanity, responsibility, and leadership.
More than 140 million people received life-saving aid from UN humanitarian aid workers last year. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, 6 humanitarian aid workers have been killed and 11 others kidnapped between January and June this year. At the same time, several humanitarian workers continue to be detained in Yemen, with the UN calling for their immediate release. Hans Grundberg is the special envoy of the Secretary General for Yemen on the situation in the Middle East.
Dozens of men and women, among which 13 UN personnel, including one of my own staff members, are still being detained in unknown locations. These detentions are in addition to OHCHR and UNESCO staff who have been detained by Ansar Allah since 2021 and 2023. In addition, on the 29th of July, Ansar Allah closed the OHCHR office in Sana'a and asked its international staff to leave.
As the world commemorated Humanitarian Day yesterday, Monday, more than 400 humanitarian organizations sent an open letter to member states of the General Assembly calling for the protection of civilians and humanitarian aid workers. The president of the UN Chamber Music Society of the United Nations, Brenda Vongova, says they are using music to send a message of protection for humanitarian workers.
We pay special tribute to the real-life heroes from the United Nations and other humanitarian organizations who dedicate their lives to helping others in the most extreme conditions across the globe. Daily, the humanitarian community provides life-saving support and protection to those most vulnerable, from refugee camps and displacement settlements to bustling cities and remote areas.
It has been 21 years since the 22 UN aid workers were murdered by the terrorists who attacked the UN headquarters at the Canal Hotel in Baghdad. UN Secretary General Guterres says attacks on humanitarian and civilians must end.
We demand an end to attacks on humanitarians and on all civilians. We demand that governments put pressure on all parties to conflict to protect civilians. We demand an end to arms transfers to armies and groups that violate international law. We demand an end to impunity so that perpetrators face justice. Celebrating humanitarians is not enough. We must all do more to protect and safeguard our common humanity.
The UN Food and Agriculture Organization says humanitarian aid workers and civilians are continuing to suffer in the face of growing conflict, violence, and hunger. For VOA Africa, I am Moreno Jembo in San Francisco.